Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 12, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about U.S. Bank acquires Talech to help drive digital transformation. Lunar Way chooses Nets as partner for payments. MasterCard, R3 to develop blockchain-enabled cross-border payments solution. Lynx announces partnership with Mercado Pago. Stripe rolls out corporate credit card, Nexo Standards Retailer Protocol receives ISO accreditation. Novodea Group becomes an EBT third-party processor. 2Checkout announces PSD2 SCA and 3D Secure 2.0 readiness. Swift issues second open banking API. Prepay Solutions obtains e-money license from National Bank of Belgium. FMA grants transitional period for PSD2 interfaces. BNP Paribas links with Cantox for FX management. CS Lucas brings treasury tech to UK. MyPayrollHR leaves users in limbo with sudden closure. Hampton & Co. Private Bank selects Consensus as partner for PSD2. FCA steps up efforts to ensure companies are getting ready for a no-deal Brexit. Finogly delivers bank account aggregation with French fintech LaFinbox. Chase, AFP applaud B2B's shrinking check use. Affin signs MOS with Bridge Plus and PwC. Lifting the veil on cross-border B2B payments. MasterCard takes aim at $125 trillion B2B payments market. FinTech Europe selects 8 startups for its fourth batch. Neutralizing the clash of the B2B buyer and supplier titans. Now let's get started. U.S. Bank acquires Talech to help drive digital transformation. U.S. Bank has acquired U.S.-based software company Talech as part of its strategy to provide more digital expertise to customers. Talech provides a point-of-sale POS system that currently helps more than 8,000 restaurants, retailers and professional services firms to integrate operational tasks such as order and customer management, payment processing and reporting into a single, integrated solution. Financial details of the deal have not been disclosed, but Talech will join U.S. Bank's new digital team. Lunar Way chooses Nets as partner for payments. Danish neobank Lunar Way has chosen Nets, a player in the European payments industry, to deliver its payment solutions. The bank plans to take its recently acquired banking license to Sweden and Norway to deliver a better banking experience and its products and services to Swedish and Norwegian users too. The partnership will ensure improved payment experiences for all Lunar Way private and business users in Sweden, Denmark, and Norway. In addition, Nets will provide electronic signature services and assist with card fraud management. MasterCard, R3 to develop blockchain-enabled cross-border payments solution. MasterCard and R3 have partnered to develop and pilot a new blockchain-enabled cross-border payments solution. The solution will initially focus on connecting global faster payments infrastructures, schemes, and banks supported by a clearing and settlement network operated by MasterCard. The announcement complements MasterCard's capabilities by providing access to R3's Corda ecosystem, which includes more than 300 financial services and technology companies, central banks, regulators, and trade associations. The partnership will provide new services for customers, addressing factors such as high processing overheads, liquidity management, and the existing lack of standardization and processes between banks and domestic clearing systems. Lynx announces partnership with Mercado Pago. Lynx, a Brazil-based company specialized in retail technology, has partnered with Mercado Pago, Mercado Livre's fintech, to offer QR code payments on Lynx solutions. This collaboration between the two companies comes as another facilitation tool for the retailer, as it enables streamlined management through the QR Lynx system. The system acts as a wallet hub that centralizes all payment platforms in a single engine. This way, the retailer will have access to the financial processes in one interface. According to the study, Means of Payment, QR Code in the View of Consumers and Retailers, developed by the Sociedade Brasileira de Varejo e Consumo, Brazilian Society of Retail and Consumption, SBVC, and AGP Pesquisas, 82% of retailers intend to adopt applications and QR codes as means of payment within the next 12 months. Stripe rolls out corporate credit card. Online payments company Stripe has announced it is expanding its product suite with the launch of its own corporate credit card. The Stripe corporate card will cater to the small businesses and startups in the U.S. on Stripe's payments platform, the company said. The card will aim to solve what the company says is a challenge for smaller companies that have trouble securing cards to buy supplies and to issue to employees. Small business cards are projected to reach about $700 billion United States dollars in transactions by 2022, according to payments consultant Mercator Advisory Group. The industry has long been dominated by traditional credit card giants, but new tech players are gaining ground. The Stripe corporate card will be available to businesses in the U.S. with international expansion coming soon. As long as a business has an account with Stripe, even if the companies don't process payments on the platform, they will be able to apply. In recent news, Stripe has announced it is set to expand into 8 European countries, primarily on the eastern side of the continent. Nexo Standards Retailer Protocol receives ISO accreditation. Nexo Standards has announced that its latest version of the Nexo Retailer Protocol has received ISO accreditation. The protocol has been published by the ISO Registration Authority and the Cards and Related Retail Financial Services Standards Evaluation Group, becoming the official ISO 20022 CASP card sale to POI protocol. The Nexo Retailer Protocol standardizes the communication between the sales system and the payments point of interaction, POI, whether a physical terminal or the checkout part of an online shopping cart. This helps retailers adhere to security requirements such as PCI DSS. The standard also ensures the seamless operation between payment platforms while maintaining independence of any specific platform. Nexo's messaging protocols and specifications interoperable and borderless card payments by standardizing the exchange of payment acceptance data between merchants, acquirers, payment service providers, and other payment stakeholders. The protocols and specifications adhere to ISO 20022 standards, are universally applicable and freely available globally. Novodea Group becomes an EBT third-party processor. Novodea Group (NDG) has become an EBT third-party processor for SNAP and WIC transactions. NDG will be able to offer Mobile Market Plus solutions, available on smartphones and tablets, to merchants, state agencies, and other groups that purchase or facilitate the use of EBT equipment. The company will bring its Mobile Market Plus register, a tablet-based cash register solution, nationwide to small and medium-sized SNAP and WIC-authorized grocery and convenience stores that process EBT. Processors will be able to equip their POS terminal with a solution that will support industry advancements and upcoming regulatory requirements. NDG has been offering its Mobile Market Plus products to farmers markets and mobile businesses that accept EBT payments for almost a decade, which has used merchants across the U.S. Mobile Market Plus can be customized to merchants' specific needs, including the ability to accept credit, debit, SNAP and WIC cards with no hardware add-ons. 2Checkout announces PSD2 SCA and 3D Secure 2.0 readiness. 2Checkout has announced compliance with the PSD2 regulatory framework, including strong customer authentication (SCA) for customer-initiated payments and EMV 3D Secure 2.0. 2Checkout also ensures that its clients are also covered, regardless of their location or the business model they are employing. As a result of this compliance, 2Checkout merchants can minimize customer friction during the payment process. Transactions are authenticated based on the historical data available at the issuer, without requiring shopper intervention. Continue accepting recurring payments. 2Checkout identifies subscriptions that require authentication. Improve conversion and authorization rates. 2 Checkout constantly analyzes transactions and leads them automatically, by intelligent payment routing, to different approved flows, while optimizing for SCA exemptions. 2 Checkout is a monetization platform for global businesses. It was built to help clients address the complexities of modern commerce like global payments, subscription billing, merchandising, taxes, compliance, and risk. To find out more about their services and offering, please visit our dedicated online payments company database. SWIFT issues second open banking API. SWIFT has published a new open API interface standard that allows a payer's financial institution to allocate advance funds. SWIFT has released its Pay Later API standard in January 2019 to push its effort to expand its global API library in partnership with financial institutions, merchants, and fintechs. SWIFT representatives have stated that the company is uniquely positioned to tackle the problem of fragmentation in standards globally and that today, payment-based messages still account for nearly 50% of its traffic, while 43% now concerns security transactions. The remaining traffic flows to treasury transactions. Linking more than 11,000 global financial institutions in more than 200 countries and territories, over 15 million financial messages per day, 5 billion messages a year, are exchanged on SWIFTNet. SWIFT's message format allows for scalability, so it has progressively expanded to deliver services to a variety of organizations, including financial institutions, brokerage institutions, corporate business houses, securities dealers, clearinghouses, foreign exchange and money brokers, and treasury market participants. With user and entity behavior analytics to detect abnormal and anomalous activities, financial institutions can analyze SWIFT logs along with the rest of infrastructure logs. This provides complete visibility in addition to rapid detection and correlation of SWIFT events alongside other infrastructure-related incidents. Prepay Solutions obtains e-money license from National Bank of Belgium. Prepay Solutions, PPS, subsidiary of Edenred, the global leader in payment solutions for the working world, has been granted an e-money license from the National Bank of Belgium, NBB, and has opened an office in Brussels. UK-based PPS is the leading digital banking and payment services provider in Europe. It serves over 200 clients across 30 countries around the world, processing in excess of 1.6 billion transactions worth $35 billion in 2018. The license will enable the company to continue powering fintech companies residing in the EU regardless of the outcome of the UK Brexit negotiations. With the new license under its belt, PPS has opened its PPS EU base, located in Brussels, which is supporting PPS e-money, payment and MasterCard issuing services in the EEA. Ray Brash, CEO, Prepay Solutions, said, even before the UK referendum vote in 2016 it was clear that being part of the European payments space was crucial for PPS and our clients. A large part of our business is in the EU and this market has massive opportunities and digital payments will continue to grow for many years. Our decision to establish an office in Brussels and obtain our issuing license was a natural extension of this strategy. It's often said that certainty is critical for business and PPS can now give certainty to its clients. Of course, we welcome prospective customers looking for issuing and processing services within the EEA zone and I encourage those with concerns around Brexit to contact us. FMA grants transitional period for PSD2 interfaces. FMA has announced it will grant a transitional period for PSD2 interfaces in order to ensure the smooth functioning of the payment traffic. As of 14 September 2019, third-party providers will no longer be allowed to access customer interfaces via screen scraping, as before, but only via PSD2-compliant interfaces. There are two access possibilities, either the bank provides its own interface for third-party providers, or it continues to allow access via the usual customer interface adapted to the PSD2. If a dedicated interface is set up, the so-called emergency mechanism must ensure that third parties can access the normal customer interface if the dedicated interface does not work. However, banks may request an exception to the provision of this emergency mechanism. The FMA must decide on this request. In the course of the evaluation of the applications and the complaints received from the third-party providers, it turned out that there are currently deficits in the implementation of the dedicated interfaces, which means that the legal requirements cannot yet be fully met. To date, the FMA has therefore not been able to grant an exemption from the provision of the emergency mechanism. However, as there are currently doubts regarding the functioning of the emergency mechanism, the FMA has decided to continue to approve the access methods of third-party providers until all technical difficulties on the part of the banks have been resolved. The FMA assumes that all existing problems will be resolved promptly, and that from this point in time only PSD2 compliant interfaces will be used by third-party providers. Ralph Olhausen, Vice Chairman of ETPPA and member of the Joint PSD2 Task Force, commented, "Thankfully, the Austrian regulator has also taken the right decisions to ensure that insufficient APIs are not enforced onto TPPs and thereby avoided negative impact on all their consumer and corporate customers. With 2 days to go, I can only pray that all the regulators, which are still sitting on the fence, will jump down quickly on the right side to make PSD2 a success and not a failure." BNP Paribas links with Cantox for FX management. French financial institution BNP Paribas has announced a fintech partnership to strengthen its foreign exchange service offerings. The bank said in a press release this week that it is collaborating with Cantox, a foreign exchange technology firm, in a deal that will allow BNP Paribas to offer its own corporate customers Cantox Dynamic Hedging Tool. The bank noted that the solution will be available to business clients in Europe, the Middle East and Asia (EMEA) regions. Cantox Dynamic Hedging is a software tool for corporate treasurers to automate FX management, and will be integrated into the BNP Paribas digital banking platform Centric, the companies noted. "We are pleased to jointly offer our award-winning dynamic hedging solution to BNP Paribas corporate clients," said Cantox CEO and co-founder Philippe Gellies in a statement. "Our solution allows treasurers to automate FX management and leverage micro-hedging to save time and streamline workflows. We believe that our offering, combined with the financial strength of BNP Paribas as a banking partner, is an attractive value proposition for their existing corporate client base. When it comes to managing foreign currency risk, we are seeing a real need for our corporate clients to improve efficiencies in forecasting their future cash flows, formalizing hedging practices and optimizing execution through automation," added BNP Paribas co-head of corporate rates, FX and local markets sales EMEA Xavier Gallant, in another statement. "BNP Paribas partnership with Cantox will offer corporate treasurers in EMEA the opportunity to access a fully automated hedging solution and ultimately improve their treasury processes." Last year, Cantox announced a separate collaboration with treasury management company Belin, which integrated Cantox FX management tool into Belin's treasury as a service offering. The FX company spoke with PYMNTS last month about the role that automation plays in enabling corporates around the world to manage and mitigate FX risk. "FX is much more about deciding how you want to manage risk than executing transactions," Gellies said. "A business must decide what their risk appetite is, how much risk they want to hedge, what kind of financial products they need. And then it's also about execution and making sure you stick to your hedging policy." C.S. Lucas brings treasury tech to UK. Asia-Pacific-based corporate treasury management technology firm C.S. Lucas is expanding in the UK, reports said this week. According to Bob's Guide reports, C.S. Lucas has opened its first UK office to connect businesses in the country with its treasury software as a service offering. C.S. Lucas pointed to its focus on ease of integration into corporates' back offices as a key competitive differentiator for the firm. "Benefiting from a very low and 100% transparent cost of ownership, the solution leaves clients with very little financial risk during the implementation and throughout the life cycle," the company said. C.S. Lucas also pointed to its use of IBM technology within its treasury software infrastructure, which it continually updates to remain future-ready and enable nearly constant uptime of the solution. The launch of the APAC company in the UK comes amid a time of changing treasury management challenges for corporates. Earlier this year, city executives spoke to a local Singapore media outlet, outlining the shifting landscape of corporate treasury. According to the bank's global head of payments and receivables Manish Kohli, as well as Citi's global head of channels and enterprise services Tapaduti Bose, application programming interface API technologies have been particularly impactful on the space, while mobile payments, cloud computing and onboarding technology have all introduced more disruption to the space than we have seen in our lives. The end-user experience of treasury technologies has also taken center stage in recent years, the executives noted, while an emphasis on data and technologies like machine learning to analyze it are also growing priorities for corporate finance executives. Last November, a research report from another treasury technology firm, Kyriba, found growing importance of collaboration between corporate treasurers and chief financial officers and CFOs are urging treasurers to take a more strategic role in the enterprise. Treasurers typically set very high standards for themselves and the treasury function, said Christopher Schmidt, director of research and custom content at CF Publishing, which collaborated with Kyriba on the report. MyPayroll HR leaves users in limbo with sudden closure. Payroll processing company MyPayroll HR has suddenly closed, leaving some business customers in limbo and drawing accusations of fraud and leading to employees losing money. The Times Union reported this week that MyPayroll HR financial services partner Cachet Financial Services described itself and another FinServe partner of MyPayroll HR as the biggest victim, and really the only victim in the sudden shuttering of the payroll company. Wendy Slavkin, general counsel for Cachet parent company FBG Holdings, told the Times Union that Cachet believes there was electronic tampering with MyPayroll HR's system only days before the company closed. That tampering, she alleged, caused funds transferred from corporate bank accounts to never be transferred to employee bank accounts via Cachet's holding account. They manipulated the account, so that instead of the money going from the employer to our Cachet settlement account, it went into a different account that was controlled by MyPayroll HR or Michael Mann, I assume, who is the principal, she claimed, according to reports. The Times Union added that it was unable to reach MyPayroll HR or Mann for comment. According to Slavkin, Cachet initiated a transfer to employee accounts but because Cachet's holding account was not provided company funds, that process created a deficiency, and as Cachet attempted to retrieve those funds, it made a mistake in the coding. Slavkin explained that Cachet assumed banks would reject the transaction, so it initiated a second attempt to reverse the transaction. That process led Cachet to mistakenly reverse transactions to employee bank accounts twice, with the company receiving notifications from companies and their workers that they have had their accounts withdrawn twice, causing some overdrafts and financial woes for those professionals. We've had cyber hacking, outside hacking, but never experienced anything like this, she told the publication. So, what are we doing today? We're trying to create some sort of protocol in our system that alarms us or notifies us when a payroll company tries to change the banking code. She added that employees will receive their money back, but Cachet will not. Slavkin claims that employer funds are being held within MyPayroll HR's Pioneer Bank account. A spokesperson for Pioneer Bank told the publication that it did not have any information to provide. Hampton & Co. Private Bank selects Consensus as partner for PSD2. Consensus and Hampton & Co. announced today that Hampton & Co. has selected leading RegTech provider Consensus to support the rollout of their offering to implement the Second Payment Services Directive PSD2 for their private banking clients. PSD2 is an industry-wide program enabling banking clients to better harness the value of their transactional banking data. Consensus regulatory and identity checking solution will be integrated into Hampton & Co.'s digital banking platform to ensure access is only given to fully authorized and regulated third parties. As a SaaS cloud-based platform powered by an API, Consensus offers a simple solution to check the identity and regulatory status of third-party providers, enabling financial institutions to minimize the risk and provide an easy-to-use service for their clients. Graham Hartop, CEO Hampton & Co. stated, "At Hampton & Co. we aim to provide our clients with an exceptional banking service. While this is primarily delivered in person by our private bankers, we know that many of our clients also value the convenience that digital services can bring. This will enable our clients to take advantage of the freedoms offered by PSD2, while being confident they are receiving a secure and trusted experience. It has been great to work with Consentis and to implement their straightforward solution. Mike Woods, CEO at Consentis, commented, "We are delighted to provide our regulatory and checking services to Hampton & Co. By offering a fast, secure and easy-to-implement solution, we will enable Hampton & Co. to provide their clients with an effortless experience, confident in the knowledge that account data will only ever be provided to third parties who are fully authorized." FCA steps up efforts to ensure companies are getting ready for a no-deal Brexit. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, is stepping up its efforts to ensure companies are aware of what they need to do to prepare for the potential of a no-deal Brexit. To help companies prepare, the FCA will be running a series of digital adverts signposting to the FCA Brexit webpages, and it has set up a dedicated telephone line 0800-048-4255. This is the most recent phase of the regulator's preparations for a no-deal. The regulator is urging all companies to consider the implications of a no-deal exit and finalize their preparations. This is particularly relevant for companies that are a UK business which does any business in the EEA, passport into the UK and have not notified the FCA for entry into the Temporary Permissions Regime, TPR, have consumers in the EEA and transfer personal data from the EEA. The FCA, working with the government, has put in place several measures to minimize the potential for disruption, for example TPR and temporary transitional powers. Brexit will also result in the loss of passporting for UK companies doing business in the EEA. Whether companies need regulatory permissions to continue to do business in an EEA country will depend on the activity they are carrying on, the local law and the approach of the local authorities in that jurisdiction. Companies should make themselves aware of any transitional regimes, with deadlines or registration requirements attached to them, that have been put in place by relevant EU member states. A list is available on the FCA website, but the FCA would draw particular attention to the Luxembourg transitional regime for existing contracts where companies must register by 15 September 2019. Companies should also consider any regulatory changes that could apply in the event of no deal. For example, the Markets in Financial Instruments Directive, MiFID II, transaction reporting will change, and companies should be ready to implement this. In the event of no deal, there will be several changes to the FCA handbook, whilst the TPR will come into force. The FCA will become responsible for credit ratings agencies and trade repositories. Finogly delivers bank account aggregation with French fintech LeFinbox. Finology, the Luxembourg-based leader in financial industry digitization, announced today that its digital platform of fintech solutions features LeFinbox Advanced Personal Financial Management (PFM) application. This partnership marks the natural next step for two digital finance pioneers, who, by aligning their strengths, make the market's best fintech solutions accessible to Luxembourg's financial community. Finology's fully compliant application programming interface API platform currently delivers curated microservices, APIs to 30 of Europe's top private banks and wealth management firms, letting them quickly design and deploy digital services for their customers. By harnessing the LeFinbox application, financial institutions can give end clients a 360-degree view of their assets in a single glance. Real-time aggregation of personal financial data informs its personalized insights and easy-to-use financial tools. This wave of next-generation solutions stems from the Second Payment Services Directive, PSD2, which came into effect on January 13, 2018. Most notably, the directive opened the financial services market up to third-party providers, TPPs, by giving them access to bank accounts via APIs. Acting as a TPP that provides account information services, LeFinbox's ultimate goal is to deliver white-labeled API solutions to financial institutions that want to enhance their web or mobile banking interfaces. Through this collaboration, LeFinbox plans to demonstrate a growing demand for personal financial management (PFM) applications in the private banking and wealth management industries. The company already passports its account information service provider license to Luxembourg and other European countries and has begun testing using the sandboxes provided by Finology on behalf of its client banks. This symbiotic partnership allows both companies to respond to the growing market need for applications that tailor and improve customer journeys within the financial industry. Chase, AFP applaud B2B's shrinking check use. The paper check continues to be a prominent and, in many cases, dominant payment method in B2B transactions. PYMNT's research released last October in the Bringing Corporate Payments Out of the Dark Ages webinar revealed 64% of B2B payments are made with checks, despite consumer payments' acceleration toward electronic tools. According to Vijay Ramnathan, Comdata Senior Vice President of Product Management and Strategy, there is paper in the beginning, paper in the end in the B2B world, leading to an 18% error rate in B2B payments, he told Karen Webster. But a new report from the Association of Financial Professionals, underwritten by J.P. Morgan Chase, suggests that corporate payments appear to finally be shifting away from paper checks. In the AFP's latest electronic payment survey, researchers found that check use in B2B transactions is now at an all-time low of 42%. It's a stark contrast from its historical high of 81% in 2004, analysts noted, and suggests checks are steadily declining within corporate payments. The AFP's report was released the same week a range of new electronic B2B payment tools were announced, the latest in a deluge of digital payment solutions emerging in recent years. On Wednesday, September 11, MasterCard announced a collaboration with blockchain company R3 to create a blockchain-based tool for cross-border B2B payments. Developing a new and better cross-border B2B payments solution by improving worldwide connectivity in the account-to-account space is central to MasterCard's ambition, the firm's executive vice president of new payment platforms Peter Klein said in a statement. Our goal is to deliver global payment infrastructure choice and connectivity as demonstrated through our recent strategic acquisitions and partnerships, including our relationship with R3. Only a day earlier, payment processing giant Stripe announced an expansion of its corporate payment offerings with the launch of a commercial card product in yet another effort by an industry stakeholder to encourage businesses to shift away from paper. Indeed, Stripe's card product is a reflection of an influx of internet-run businesses that are built on digital-first business models, the company said in its announcement. While more businesses are not only shifting away from paper, but operating with an embrace of digitization, the AFP and JP Morgan warned that checks remain popular and are far from being gone for good in the corporate payments ecosystem. Although new technology is appealing, treasury and finance professionals tend to stick with what works for them, and their vendors, said AFP President and Chief Executive Jim Cates in a statement this week. Check and ACH transactions have been around for a long time for a reason. That said, it is encouraging that check usage is in decline, as electronic payments methods are much more efficient, and have a much lower risk for fraud. Further, the report noted, just because businesses appear to be shifting away from paper checks doesn't mean they're fully embracing automated, digital payment tools. The AFP surveyed 379 corporate treasury professionals and found that 68% are using wire transfers to move money across borders, for example, a finding that researchers said highlights the challenge in making changes to payments processes even if current systems are inefficient and costly. Nearly three-quarters of survey respondents agreed that API technology will have the greatest impact on the corporate payments space, while 60% pointed to open banking as the biggest disruptor. There are barriers to progress, though, with most businesses saying that a lack of standard remittance information is the biggest challenge to adoption of electronic payments information. And while industry stakeholders continue to promote the ISO 20022 payments messaging standard, a standard that could address those remittance data challenges, researchers found a surprising increase in the percentage of professionals unfamiliar with ISO 20022, 42% lack familiarity, compared to 34% in 2016. Affin signs MOS with Bridge Plus and PwC. The ASEAN Financial Innovation Network, AFIN, signed two Memorandums of Understanding, MOUs, with Bridge Plus and PwC Singapore today to support the multifaceted needs and development of the fintech community. The partnerships aim to provide fintech firms on the API Exchange, APIX, online community with resources to support their rapid expansion following their business connections with financial institutions globally. APIX, the flagship product of AFIN, is a global cloud-based platform that enables financial institutions and fintech firms to partner one another, design prototypes and deploy proven solutions to the market quickly and cheaply. Bridge Plus will cultivate community and relationship building for the fintechs, by allowing fintech firms to tap its co-working spaces to organize events such as seminars, workshops and exhibitions to facilitate active collaborations. APIX members will also be able to sign up for a monthly roaming subscription plan that gives them flexible access to all shared workspaces and amenities of Bridge Plus in key Asian markets. Separately, PwC Singapore's Venture Hub 1 will connect fintechs on the APIX platform with venture capitalists, incubators and accelerators to help fintechs to expand into key markets. Fintechs on the APIX platform will also be able to draw on POSI's services at preferential rates. AFIN is delighted that industry leaders are coming together to support the APIX platform. Our partnership will help the fintech ecosystem in the region to be more effective from a cost and effort point of view. We hope that more and more ecosystem partners will synergize and bring along their capabilities. AFIN is committed to be the catalyst in bringing together all industry partners to the fintechs in the region, said Manish Diwan, Managing Director of AFIN. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, is delighted to welcome Bridge Plus and PwC to the growing APIX family. In addition to the online community offered through APIX, fintechs would require physical world services that can fast-track and support their growth trajectory. These partnerships with Bridge Plus and PwC will provide fintechs on APIX a great head start and access to experienced partners, allowing them to scale their business globally as well as to penetrate new markets, said Sapnendu Mohanty, Chief Fintech Officer of MAS. Capitaland's Bridge Plus will provide the platform for the international fintech community to connect and collaborate regionally through our presence across Singapore, China and India. We're actively building and supporting communities and are hosting a growing fintech community in Bridge Plus Ascent located in Singapore Science Park, Shanghai, Hangzhou, Suzhou and Bangalore. We are excited to work alongside AFIN in facilitating greater partnerships amongst the regional fintech communities through Bridge Plus, said Manohar Kayatani, Senior Executive Director of Capitaland. Fintech firms often work in lean teams, yet many still get caught up in everyday operations with little time to concentrate on their key business issues. Through APIX, fintechs will be able to tap on PwC Singapore's deep business and industry expertise to help them establish and scale their businesses so that they can focus on the things that matter most. We are very pleased to be collaborating with AFIN on this game-changing initiative to support the development of the fintech community, said Wang Wanyi, fintech leader of PwC Singapore. Lifting the veil on cross-border B2B payments. Faster cross-border commercial payments are within reach thanks to global initiatives from the private and public sectors, and to growing consensus among fintechs and financial service providers that businesses need faster movement of funds, too. Case in point, there are now more than 57 different real-time payment rails operating, or about to operate, across more than 72 countries in the world today, according to the inaugural PYMNTS Simplifying Cross-Border Payments Playbook, a collaboration with SWIFT. The multitude of faster payment systems at play, however, means money moves differently from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, often adding friction as funds move globally. Like consumer payments, cross-border B2B transactions face a multitude of challenges, many of which link back to the legacy inter-banking system that obscures visibility into where funds are at any given point of time, not to mention tacking on extra costs, too. But demands for capabilities like movement of transactional data and compliance across jurisdictions can be significantly more complex for high-value corporate transactions. Countries around the globe employ unique cross-border payment standards, and transmitting funds and data in such a fragmented environment requires a great deal of translation, coordination, and cost, the playbook explains. Reliance on legacy payment systems can further exacerbate the frictions involved in sending money between cross-border trading partners, making such business-to-business payments slower, more cumbersome, and more expensive for both senders and receivers. Limited visibility. The complexity of managing a patchwork of proprietary payment systems across markets prohibits corporates on both the sending and receiving end from obtaining visibility into where funds are as they move geographically. And in the legacy interbanking system, a lack of insight into which banks are moving funds can mean surprise fees only realized after a transaction has settled. But cost isn't the only consequence of a lack of visibility. Without businesses able to predict when money will land where it should, buyer-supplier relationships can suffer. That's particularly true, according to BNY Mellon Treasury Services Director Carl Slabitsky, when business partners are unable to share transaction data across borders, too. If companies are contacted by suppliers that never received payments, for example, and without remittance data to track, they are forced to contact their banks only to be referred to yet another bank, Slabitsky told PYMNTS, pointing to the friction linked to the interbanking system and the need for multiple banks to handle a single transaction. It used to take a day or two to track that payment down, and then all of a sudden it would come back a couple of days later missing some money from the principal, he added. And it's all because Bank 3 found a comma missing in the name. Finally, among the largest headaches of this lack of transparency is the risk of non-compliance, especially as regulators ramp up their fraud strategies while developing faster payment capabilities. The challenge, though, emerges when funds bounce between several financial institutions, thus subject to local regulation at each point in the process. Real-time data. As cross-border transactions accelerate, service providers are exploring how to address these issues linked to a lack of transparency by moving data in real time, too. Adoption of the ISO 20022 payments messaging standard enables businesses and financial service providers to automate and streamline transmission of data between each other, PYMNTS playbook noted. APIs similarly enable direct integration with parties regardless of physical location. When service providers are able to obtain and move transactional data along with a payment and move data as fast as the money moves, B2B companies can address many of the friction points connected to their cross-border operations, from compliance and cash flow predictability. The ability to track and trace transactional data in real time is a key feature of any modern payment system, the playbook stated. Not only can easy access to this data reduce the cost, increase the speed, and enhance the security of cross-border payments, but the transparency such data provides is, in itself, a value-added feature. MasterCard takes aim at $125 trillion B2B payments market. Advances in technology and actionable real-time data are driving businesses to operate faster and smarter. Yet, business payments are often rooted in legacy practices established decades ago. Until now. MasterCard, NYSE, MA, today unveiled its plans to modernize the business-to-business, B2B, payment ecosystem with MasterCard Track TM. The Track brand of products represents a transformational change for suppliers and buyers, solutions that will reduce complexity, cut costs, and automate processes. The business world has accelerated, but the payments that enable it are stuck in neutral, paper checks and manual invoicing need to be scrapped, man hours need to be applied to more strategic roles and back offices need tools to help streamline operations, said James Anderson, Executive Vice President, Commercial Products. MasterCard Track helps supplier and buyer partners tackle the systemic challenges of business-to-business payments, reinventing how businesses send and receive funds so B2B payments can keep pace with innovation and liberate enterprises from the inefficiencies throughout the system. MasterCard launched Track in 2018 as a trade platform to address identity, compliance, and payment management needs. As a secure, permissioned repository of more than 210 million registered entities worldwide, the Trade Directory is a central component to the expanded suite of products and services. Track will now encompass all current and future B2B payment products, a collection of tools and services that will significantly improve and simplify the way businesses pay and get paid. A direct connection to greater value, efficiency and control. Central to the growing Track portfolio is a new MasterCard Track TM business payment service, a single connection bringing together multiple payment types, greater control and richer data to optimize B2B transactions for both suppliers and buyers. Multiple payment types. As a multi-rail company, MasterCard is bringing choice of how to pay and get paid, ACH, account-to-account and card-based payments, to one solution with Track business payment service. Suppliers can set customized payment preferences that work best for their business. Buyers can easily discover suppliers, with visibility into which payment types they accept and under which conditions. Common standards. Track business payment service is built on the leading PCI and ISO standards to maximize automation and secure data exchange, accelerating the reconciliation process by supporting all file formats. Supplier terms and conditions will be applied to payments through a centralized directory for added transparency. Richer data exchanges. Every transaction is processed with the data that is needed by the supplier. Remittance data, including buyer identification information and corresponding invoice numbers, will eliminate the guessing game of aligning funds with invoices, making reconciliation easier and simplifying cash flow management. We believe now is the time to reinvent this $125 trillion ecosystem, added Anderson. Having all types of payments under one roof, connections to virtually every business payment partner across the globe, and innovation that already digitizes and automates legacy infrastructure, MasterCard is the partner uniquely positioned to deliver unmatched capabilities to vastly improve the way businesses conduct trade at scale. Pilot rollout, with 2020 availability. The MasterCard Track business payment service will be rolled out globally, starting with the U.S. market in 1H 2020. The company will make the product available through supplier and buyer partners who will incorporate it into their existing product offerings. It is being piloted exclusively today by customers in North America ahead of market availability. Pilot customers and partners include B2B Payments Optimizer, Boost, Payment Solutions Providers CSI and TSYS, Accounts Receivable R, Software Providers VersaPay, YayPay, and HiRadius, and Accounts Payable Automation Provider Avid Exchange. FinTech Europe selects 8 startups for its fourth batch. FinTech Europe, Plug and Play's fintech-focused innovation platform based out of Frankfurt, Germany, announced today the 8 startups selected for its fourth batch. The platform has grown its partner base to 11 financial institutions since its inception in May 2018. Together with Deutsche Bank, Tech Cordier, BNP Paribas, Nets Group, UniCredit, Ariel Bank, Abanca, Danske Bank, DZ Bank, Elo, and Fina BLR, it runs 2 12-week innovation programs a year. After screening applications from all over the world and intensive weeks of reviewing preselected startups with the partners, the final group of 8 startups have been accepted into FinTech Europe. The program aims at facilitating pilots, POCs, and business development opportunities for the participating startups and financial institutions. This new class of startups are changing the landscape of financial services, from new ways to evaluate customers' credit scores using artificial intelligence and machine learning to KYC, AML for business customers, says Fernando Zornig, program director of Plug and Play's FinTech Europe program. As we're seeing a lot of regulatory changes in Europe over the next few months, I am confident that these solutions will help our corporate partners adapt to these changes faster. Throughout the duration of the program, startups will be introduced to Plug and Play's corporate partners and will have the chance to execute pilot projects and investment opportunities with these companies. There is no cost for the startups to be in the program, and they will remain part of the ecosystem even after graduation. The 8 companies are as follows. APX. APX transforms complex regulations into digital compliance rules, which are constantly up to date and verified, accessible via an API. CashDirector. CashDirector SA is a technology company providing SMEs and banks with a digital CFO integrated with online banking, helping with SMEs manage cash flow and accessing financing. Credit Kudos. Credit Kudos is a credit bureau that uses financial behavior to measure creditworthiness. Elucidate. Elucidate is the industry's first data-driven financial crime risk ratings agency. The Elucidate FinCrime Index (EFI) utilizes modeling and machine learning to digitize and quantify FinCrime risk, enabling proactive management of exposure levels and clear pricing of FinCrime risk. Company. Company is the global RegTech platform for audit-proof business KYC, AML and UBO verification. Uhura Solutions. An AI platform that reads and understands contracts and agreements just as humans do. Mostly AI. Mostly AI offers a synthetic data engine that can be used to unlock data assets that are otherwise locked away for privacy reasons. Responsive. Hybrid wealth solution that increases advisor productivity with better, faster decisions. Neutralizing the clash of the B2B buyer and supplier titans. The clash of the titans is a metaphor that is used to describe situations in which two powerful forces refuse to yield to the wishes or conditions of the other. It's a great setup for politics, comic books or sports, where drama reigns. Think of the Yankees squaring off against the Red Sox, or Ali versus Frazier. It's less thrilling in business, though, where commerce gets mired in each side of a transaction's desire to promote their own desires, typically, of course, in pursuit of healthier bottom lines, but ultimately dragging everybody down. It's also a useful way to describe the competing interests and mindsets of buyers and suppliers when making decisions about innovating the B2B payments and procurement process. Buyers want to commoditize everything, in terms of pricing and quality control, while suppliers strive to differentiate themselves on products and services. There's also the age-old, seemingly inevitable push and pull of managing accounts receivable and accounts payable. Suppliers, not surprisingly, want to get paid as quickly as possible for the goods and services they deliver. Buyers want to hold onto their cash and defer payment as long as possible. Palpable friction, widespread and deep, exists between those starkly different halves of the B2B realm. As B2B payments and supply chains go global, complexity reigns, especially with back-end functions and processes. After all, the typical business may form relationships with hundreds or even thousands of suppliers. As it exists now, onboarding new business relationships requires knowledge, as well as an embrace of many payments terms and preferences that vary by market and country. Throw omnichannel B2B offerings into the mix, online and brick and mortar, and things get even more complicated when it comes to invoicing, reconciling, and even knowing where and when funds will hit accounts amid day-to-day commerce. It's a significant problem, as PYMNTS found, and as detailed in the Trade Credit Dilemma report, where $3.1 trillion is the net amount that U.S. firms are owed in accounts receivable on any given day. To that end, Brandon Spear, president of MSTS, told Karen Webster there's been a gradual awakening among firms that they need to address the friction that exists online and across channels. The key is standardizing payments, money flows, and invoicing. There are several catalysts, he said, of the gradual awakening of buyers and suppliers to their common interests, including the increased emphasis on B2B from some of the big B2C players like Amazon. They are not just a marketplace for Chinese suppliers, they are trying to be a marketplace for suppliers globally, Spear noted. On a macro level, he added, the increased focus on possible recessions or downturns may be forcing companies to re-examine their credit and underwriting policies for new and existing customers. Spear noted that historic distribution models that relied on distributors, OEMs, or wholesalers have been seeing a transformation. Suddenly, there's a dilemma. The firm that may once have done business with a few large customers now must grapple with the challenges of serving hundreds and even thousands of mid-sized and smaller customers. This completely changes all of your internal processes, he said. Thus, digital solutions such as those offered by MSTS give companies a way to scale into new supply chain models rather than going through a traditional channel. The value in the data. Speer also said that, when there is a middleman between a company and its end customer, valuable data is often overlooked or not captured in the first place. The owners of that data have traditionally been the middlemen, and they can get sort of a view of the customer's share of wallet or their market share, he said. There is some really powerful stuff you can do with this data as a manufacturer. By way of example, automotive customers have found added value in gaining insight, previously proprietary to dealers, into which fleets are buying which parts, knowledge that can help refine pricing and marketing strategies. Such insights reshape payment flows, said Speer, adding that aggregators of demand, including dealers and distributors, have been in positions to negotiate long payment terms. The advantage of those suppliers going direct with the aid of technology includes reducing those payment cycles and freeing up working capital that is tied up in the supply chain. The downside is you've got to underwrite thousands of new customers who are going to produce invoices for thousands of customers instead of tens or hundreds of customers, he said. The platform model. The platform that offers credit as a service, Speer said, can help firms that are focused on physical goods to make an end run around traditional distribution models, while helping companies that have service offerings wrapped around tangible products to participate in national deals. He contended that the smaller dealer who may have been servicing local customers can move upmarket into new relationships. It might be considered a case of leveling the B2B playing field, creating an operating standard through the cloud and APIs. The extent of change, Speer said, has to do with the ethos and mindset of the supplier, and whether they are on defense or offense. For some MSTS customers, credit as a service can be leveraged to expand their market share and enhance customer service. Other firms may embrace MSTS offerings in a drive to become more operationally efficient. Speer said their customer base is made up of companies in the early majority stage of adoption, driven by the desire to re-engineer the way their supply chains work and the way they engage with their own customers, ultimately benefiting buyers and suppliers alike. Buyers can pay when it's convenient to do so, while suppliers have more visibility into cash flow. You can view B2B payments as two titans, the buyer and the supplier, headed toward a head-on collision, he told Webster. Or you can strive to better align business processes so they can work more in harmony with one another. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.